The idea of a curriculum, which makes the social-emotional learning needs of students a priority and ensures that all children are being taught to think critically, collaborate effectively, communicate respectfully, and express themselves creatively, has been my vision for many, many years. In a world where children are rushed from place to place, often on devices, we as educators and parents need to create an environment where they are given time and allowed to focus, to think, to create, and to learn. Let's make this happen together. My name is Jennifer Lee Quattrucci. Welcome to my podcast. This morning, I had the pleasure to read a new post from a professional blog I follow. The blog is called The Spark of Learning, and it's written by Jonathan Wenstrom. It can be found at johnwenstrom.com. In this post, he spoke about a trip he took a few years ago to Ireland. He speaks about visiting the Blarney Castle, making his way up the tower, and kissing the famous Blarney Stone. Legend has it that anyone who kisses a stone will have the gift of elegant speech. And he speaks about how back then he wasn't really aware of the meaning of that elegant speech. What does it mean? What really do our words have the power to do? And I'm going to quote Jonathan as he says, "With our words, we have the power to lift people up or knock them down. We have the power to build relationships or cause a rift. We have the power to spread the positives or echo the negatives." In his post, Jonathan reminds us that our words have an impact on the attitudes of our students, and we all need to choose our words carefully as educators. Our words can help make a student or colleague's day a little brighter if we choose them wisely. This reminds me of a classic activity that I've been doing for years, and it's called the Wrinkled Heart activity. So it's a really basic and simple activity, but it has a huge, major impact on students. So what you do is you give every student a heart, a piece of paper shaped like a heart, or you can make one big, large heart. And you ask the class for examples of things that people say or do that hurts their feelings. And this could also work with a story that has a character that's having experiences where their feelings are hurt. And one most recent book that I've read that would be great for this is Jeffrey Kubiak's book, One Drop of Kindness, where we have the character Gus, who starts off and he's at a school that's so mean and terrible and lots and lots and lots of horrible things are happening. Clearly, a lot of hearts are being wrinkled. And through the story, through the lessons within the story, the school gets transformed. So this would be a great book to use for this wrinkled heart activity. So the students talk about all of the things that hurt their feelings, or it could be a character's in a book's feelings. And every time someone mentions something that's hurtful, they crumble their heart, their paper heart. And little by little, it gets, you know, it's just the whole thing is wrinkled. And then we talk about the positives. Now, what are some things that make your heart feel really good, that don't wrinkle your heart, that make you feel loved, and nice things that make you happy? And they try and smooth out the wrinkles by the nice things, and they unfold their paper heart. And what they see is, even though their heart can be unfolded and they can try so hard to make it smooth with all of these nice things counteracting, you know, the things that were not so nice that caused the wrinkles are still there. And it teaches them how powerful it is, how we have the power to choose our words to not make those wrinkles in someone's heart in the first place. So we're teaching all kinds of things all through the year about teaching, you know, kindness, compassion, empathy, and there's so many different ways to do it, to work it within your school day throughout the whole entire year. And in my book, Educate the Heart, I have not only a chapter devoted to it, but several other activities, ideas, suggestions throughout the entire book that's catering to the emotional well-being of students and children and each other, the community. But what's important is that they learn that although we do need to say our sorry and make amends for things, we certainly do have the power to not make those choices in the first place. Choose the nice way. Think about your things before you do them. Think about your words before you say them. And this activity, the wrinkled heart, it's been done for years and years, and I've seen it, you know, so many different places. It's such a classic activity. But you know what? Sometimes those classic activities are the best. And there's a little poem that I teach the students that goes along with this wrinkled heart activity. And it goes like this. Before you speak, think and be smart. It's hard to fix a wrinkled heart. And it's so true. No matter how old we are, for the little children, the middle school kids, the high school kids, grown-ups, educators, parents, really, you know, there's no one exempt from this. These are things that are just so important to remember. And you know, someone put on Twitter today, around the time I was noticing that Jonathan had a new blog post, someone said something like, well, why are so many people always talking about kindness and teaching kids how to be kind? And people are always saying, you know, about teaching empathy and compassion. And why? Why is it just not assumed? Why aren't people just kind? And why is this just not happening? And then they were talking about, and people are talking about kids should play more. Why aren't they playing? Well, you know what? Clearly, in these areas, we have a lot of work to do. So we're going to keep up with it and teach kindness and teach compassion because it's clearly needed. And really, can there ever be too much kindness? I don't think so. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you found this worthwhile. If you're looking for more activities to go along with children's books, such as One Drop of Kindness, go ahead and take a look at my blog, mommyteacherfashionista.com. And pretty soon, when September comes, my book will be out too, with lots and lots and lots of activities. But thank you so much for your time right now. It is truly appreciated.